Hello, everybody. Hello. And you're on air, and welcome to the episode of Talk Block Radio with LaShonda Williams. It is LaShonda Williams and Real Talk with LaShonda Williams. So today we're going to talk about blessed are ye, meaning blessed are you when you are persecuted, when you are put down, when you are ridiculed for righteousness' sake. I'm talking about for standing for the gospel of Jesus Christ, not compromising, not sugarcoating, not backing down. I'm not talking about when you're persecuted and ridiculed and put down because your mouth or because of your lifestyle, of if you live or contrary to the word of God. But I'm talking about you are blessed when you are mistreated, when you are lied on, beat down on, and ridiculed on when it comes to the word and the things of God. That's what I'm talking about. So the first scripture we're going to come from will be Luke chapter 6, verse 22. And for any of you all that are listening to the show, the guest call-in number is 657-383-1400. That number again is 657-383-1400. And I see I have a few callers online. I'm glad that you could join me today for the show. I hate calling it a show because it's not a show. What I do, it's real, it's genuine. It comes from the Holy Spirit. So I'm glad that you could join me today for Blog Talk Radio so that we can discuss the word of God, that we can be healed, we can be delivered, we can be made free through the power of the Holy Ghost, and that we can be better women and better men of God than we were yesterday or better than we were this morning. So I'm going to say a prayer, and we're going to get started in the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us all throughout the week, Lord God. We made it to the weekend, Lord God. Open our eyes this morning that we could see another day. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for everything, Lord God, and just for who you are in our lives, Father. We couldn't thank you enough, Lord God. We just praise you today. We magnify you today. We pray that the people that listen to this episode, Lord God, that they will hear the words of the Spirit of God speaking to their heart, that they will receive it, that it will be planted deep within their spirits and their heart, that we don't sin against you, Lord God, because this is not about me, this is not about the next person, but this is all about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and you being lifted up high, Lord God, that I be, Lord God, debased and that you be abased in me, Lord God, that your word will go forth with power and anointing, the anointing that destroys the yoke of the people. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word, for your anointing, for your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. We're going to start at our first scripture, people, at Luke chapter 6, verse 22. Remember, like I always tell you, go get your notepad, get your pen, get your word, your weapon, and let's go into the word and let's see what the Holy Ghost is saying to our hearts today. Luke 6:22 is my first scripture, and it reads, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate from you their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake." I said, did you hear what I said? Blessed are ye. It seems backwards when someone is putting you down, when someone is beating you down, cussing you out, lying on you, ridiculing everything you say, they got something to come back and say something negative about it. The word of God tells us that we are blessed when they do this, when you are in Christ. When you are in Christ, it said, when men shall hate you, you got to know that they hated Jesus Christ first. Think about it. What did Jesus Christ do to anybody? Nothing. He healed. He delivered. He didn't do anything. He loved. He forgave. But people, what did they do? They still wanted to kill him. And that's the same way that it is with us. We have to realize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. The devil hates you. If you are a born-again believer, I'm talking about sold out to Christ. I ain't talking about just saying you're a Christian, but you're living like hell and you're living in sin and you choose to stay in sin and say you're a Christian. I'm talking about those of us who have said, I give up my life, my will, Lord God, for your will. It's not about me, Lord God. No matter what I think, what I feel, no matter where I want to go, what I want to do, but I give my life, my all and all to you. Use me, Lord God, for your glory. I'm talking to those born again, blood washed believers, hallelujah, that's war and fighting every day. Glory be to God. The word of God says that you are blessed when men ridicule you, talk about you, put you down. You are blessed. So we are blessed, men and women of God, today when people put you down. Well, you think you're just so holier than thou. Well, now you think that I'm holier than thou. I never once said that I was holier than thou. I don't act like I'm holier than thou. But according to the word of God, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holiness is a lifestyle, people. It's not a dress code. I don't care how long your skirt is, bless God. I don't care how crusty your lips are or your face, how bare your face is, bless God. If your heart is not pure, if you have not been purged by the power of the Holy Ghost, if you have not surrendered your life and your will to God, bless God, thank you, Jesus, and you don't live according to the word of God in obedience, being led by the Spirit of God, then you're not a born-again believer. Hallelujah. It's holiness, not a dress code. And holiness is an awesome word, bless God. Holiness is an awesome word. It is conformity to the character of Christ. It is a blessing to live a holy and sanctified, meaning clean, set apart for God's use. It's a blessing to live a holy and sanctified lifestyle. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you, because people can go to the building, what they call church, all day long. They can shout, they can speak in these demonic tongues. Yes, and I believe in speaking in tongues, because as the Spirit of God gives you utterance, because I am filled with the Holy Ghost and I speak in tongues. But you know the devil mimics everything God does. So we got witches and warlocks, whores and demons out there speaking in tongues too. Glory be to God. But it said, when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company, meaning I don't want to be around you. We may even go to the same building, sit under the same preaching and teaching. But when it comes to being around you, when it comes to talking to you and being in the midst of your company, I separate myself, because the word of God tells us in the book of Jude that there will be men and women who will separate themselves, being sensual, not having the Spirit. What spirit? There's a lot of spirits going around, but every spirit is not the Holy Spirit, bless God. So when you have the Holy Spirit, people are going to automatically separate themselves from you. The spirit of the devil that's in them is going to hate the Spirit of God in you. Has nothing to do with you personally, but it's that spirit versus the spirit. Hallelujah. It says, shall reproach you and cast you out as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Quit trying to be buddy-buddy, click-click, and want everybody to hang around you. Not going to happen. When you're real, when you're set apart, when you're chosen by God, people are not going to want to be around you. Not the fake and shakers, because why? They're going, I just don't feel right. It's something about them. I mean, they ain't never said nothing to me, but I just get this feeling. That feeling you get is because you're full of sin, and you don't want to give your sin up. Hallelujah. And the next person is full of the power of the Holy Ghost, and your spirits are warring. I don't care if it's your mama. I don't care if it's your sister. I don't care if it's your brother, if your uncle, your auntie, your whoever. If they do not have the Spirit of God in them, and you have the Spirit of God in you, they are your enemies. Why? Well, how you can say that, Shonda? Because they're an antichrist. Anti means anything that's against, and also something that's come to take the place of. Because they don't love Christ, they don't want Christ. He ain't in them, but he's in you. The spirit of the enemy in them do not like the Spirit of God in you. It has nothing to do with you personally. So you can't get mad when people cuss you out, or when they don't want to be around you and you ain't said nothing to them, you ain't done nothing to them. When they going around lying on you, trying to pull your name through the mud, telling other folk don't talk to you, don't be around you. That's the devil. That's what he's supposed to do. The word said they will separate themselves from you, from your company. I don't want them around. Hallelujah. Light cannot mix with darkness. I like the sin I'm in. That's the spirit they got. They like to sin in. They like to be fornicating. They like, and let me tell you all something, that's going to the building, confessing yourself to be a Christian, but everything somebody says about the word of God, you got something to say. Well, you can't judge. Don't you know you are an antichrist, woman or man? Don't you know you are an antichrist? You are on the side of the devil when you talk, when someone is telling you the word of God and the truth, and you are against Christ, and you sitting there saying you for him. You are against him, because if you knew him, you would know that we are already judged according to the word of God. Bless God. And he told us as saints of God to judge righteously. We all made judgments this morning. We got up and put some clothes on our back, bless God. We had to make a judgment. Do I wear this or do I want to wear that? We judge between what we were going to put on our body, because we didn't put everything in our closet on our body. So we made a judgment, bless God. We made a judgment of what type of shoes go with the outfit we wear. That was making a judgment. We got certain places that we don't want to go or be a part of because of the atmosphere. Well, guess what, my sister? Guess what, my brother? That is judgment. You made a judgment not to go to that certain particular place. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go on. Luke 6:23. Rejoice ye in the day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. So you're not going to say that you're a woman or a man of God, a prophet or apostle or evangelist, pastor, teacher. You're not going to say that you are just a saint of God and you not be persecuted for righteousness' sake. We don't want to suffer nothing. That's the problem. You listen to all these weak-kneed, jelly-back, effeminate men running around in the pulpit telling you, oh, God finna bless you. Oh, but you still shacking and fornicating and lying and doing any and every kind of thing. But God finna bless you. Hallelujah. No, that is against the word of God, but we have itching ears these days. People are going to sit where they're comfortable. I don't like her. I don't like him. Why you don't like? Because they so judgmental. No, if they're giving you the word of God, you ought to thank God that you have in these last and evil days some man or some woman that will love your soul enough to tell you the truth, because it is through the truth that you will be made free. Because somebody that lie to you and sugarcoat things and pat you on your back and telling you all is well and oh, it's going to be okay, they not preparing you for the war that you're about to engage into. Hallelujah. You're not prepared, man. You're not prepared, woman. Rejoice ye in that day. I'm going to rejoice when people lie on me. I'm going to rejoice when people talk about me. I'm going to rejoice when people put me down. Glory be to God. Why? Because the word of God tells me in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. I much rather receive a reward in heaven from my heavenly Father, because I'm here to please him, not to please man. I don't care what man, woman, boy, girl think of me. Glory be to God. I care about what Christ think of me. Glory, hallelujah. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. You don't see nowhere in the word of God, especially even in the New Testament and the Old Testament, the prophets were hated. They were stoned. They were killed. People hated to see prophets come to town. Why? Oh, they just prophesy such harsh things. No, it's not harsh things. It's the word of God coming to make you free. It's the word of God to give you a warning to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory be to God. That is a blessing to have somebody that's a true man or a true woman of God to come and give you a word from the Lord that you have time to repent and get your household in order. You know, I see so much now, folks dying, everybody going to heaven, though. We having a home going. And I sit there and I'm looking like, man, you know these people, they live like the devil from hell. You try to tell them the word of God, they shun you, they talk about you, they put you down. But when they die, though, they have a home-going service to be with the Lord. Let me tell you some people, the devil is a lie. Look at it this way. They had a home-going service, because look at it. You get into heaven, ain't no getting out of there. You go to hell. The Bible says you make your bed in hell, I'm there. So if you go to hell, guess what? That's your home, too. So either way it go, it's a home going. Just because a man or woman get behind a box and put you in heaven, nobody can put you in heaven. Hallelujah. But they sure enough can give you false doctrine, and you follow their lead, and they will lead you straight to the pit of hell. So your home going service, hallelujah, glory be to God. Whichever place you choose while you was alive and had breath in your body on this earth, that's your home. Glory, hallelujah. Luke 6:26 says, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. False prophets get lifted up, put on TV, put on this, put on that, patted on the back. Oh, you're just doing, and they telling you false lies. You say, well, you know, God has really blessed them. Which God? The Bible says that Satan is the God of this world. So which God are you talking about? They are not preaching no holiness, no righteousness, and half the time they living in sin and doing it and everything. So worldly, you can't tell the world from the so-called body of Christ. Because I'm going to tell you something. I ain't going to even say from the church, because God has a remnant of people that's going to walk in power, that's going to walk in anointing, that will not bow to Baal. We will not bow, hallelujah. You can put a gun to my head and shoot the brains out, whatever. For God I live, for God I die, hallelujah. Precious is in the sight of God is his saints. Glory, hallelujah. So if you want to put a gun to my head, people of God, we got to get to that point. Do you really love Jesus Christ while you're around here trying to post scriptures on Facebook about God this, Jesus that? Oh, don't judge all this. Oh, somebody put a gun to your head. Are you really ready to take that bullet? Are you really ready? Because the word of God says that if you deny him on earth, he will deny you in heaven before his Father. So when you deny him, hallelujah, to hell you will go. So this is not no little sugar and peaches and cream, but this is preparing you for the war and the battle that's at hand now. You have to make a choice, and you have to make the choice right now, glory be to God. It's a blessing to be persecuted for Christ's sake. I don't have to have a crowd of people around me. I don't want a crowd of people around me. Long as I'm pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ, glory be to God. Long as I can rejoice and leap for joy when I hear people not speaking so well of LaShonda, and I know I haven't done anything to them but loved them, showed them the love of God, gave them the truth, prayed for them, but talk on because I'm over here leaping for joy. Thank you, Jesus. And I say continue on to talk, and I'm going to continue on to pray for you because greater is my reward in heaven. They're supposed to do that to you, glory be to God. Luke 12:19, let's look at that right quick. Luke 21:12-19. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues. We know there are a lot of synagogues of Satan around here. Everybody now erecting a building, putting up a sign, calling it the church, or putting a denominational sign on it, this, that, and the other, and everybody saying, well, I went to church this Sunday. A lot of them went to the synagogue of Satan. It says here they were delivering you up to the synagogues. Been there, done that. Bring you up in there. You preach the truth. They don't want the truth. They get behind the pulpit, cut you down, lie on you, tell folk don't talk to you. You're a devil. You're a liar. They're supposed to do this according to the word of God. And into prisons being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Did you hear what the word said? They're treating you like this because this is your testimony. Are you willing to withstand the fire, people of God? Or are you going to compromise the truth and bow down so that you can have folk around you, so that you can fit in with the busy bee circle at the so-called church, so they will invite you to their women's gatherings and this, that, and the other? The devil is a lie. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Sell it, therefore, in your hearts. Settle this in your hearts. Read the word of God. Hallelujah. Settle this in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries, I don't care if it's, like I said, I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your auntie, your whoever. They are your enemies if they don't have the Spirit of God. Get this in your spirit. Am I telling you to treat them bad? No, I'm not telling you that, because that would not be the love of God. But what I'm telling you, if you do not get this in your spirit, that we war not against flesh and blood, your little feelings going to always be hurt. You're going to always worry about what people going to say, what they going to think, and it's going to cut you down. You're going to be disobedient to God because you won't open your mouth and won't say nothing out of fear, and you can't walk in faith and fear, bless God. Whom do you serve? Glory, hallelujah. You may not get invited to the family gatherings. Who cares? Pray for my family, love my family, but my family didn't call me, my family didn't choose me, my family didn't anoint me. Christ did. I'm a servant of the Most High God. I love you, I pray for you, but I will not kiss up to you, and I will not bow down to the devil. shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed. Listen to this scripture now. We in St. Luke chapter 21, verse 16. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren, the so-called false ones. Oh, I love you, sister so-and-so. I just love you. They're giving you hugs and this, that, and the other. Yo, yeah. Like the backstabbers. They're smiling in your face all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers. Sitting right up in there, jumping and shouting, tearing their weave up and their heels up, speaking in tongues, rolling on the floor. But they are backstabber. They are false brethren. It says you shall be betrayed by parents, brethren, and kin folks, and friends. The ones you call your sister, brother, ones your friends. Oh, we just good friends, huh? Yeah. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And you say, I don't see how my mama could say this to me or did this to me. I don't see how my brother could. Why, you can't see it. They ain't got the spirit of God. I don't care if they do go to the building. I don't care if they do speak in tongues. If they ain't got the spirit of God, they are your enemies. Get that in your spirit, people. Your own children, if they're not saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, they will turn against you because it's not you. They're coming against the spirit of Christ in you. Whom do you yield your vessels to? That's who you are a servant unto. If they're not yielding their vessels to God and to the Holy Spirit and being used by the Holy Spirit, then guess what? Ain't no in between. They being used by the devil. And the devil hate Christ, and he hated you if you got Christ living on the inside of you. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Fear the one that can kill the body and destroy the soul. I don't care if some man or woman come up and shoot me and kill the body. They cannot kill my soul. And they will not dictate to me what I will and won't say for Christ. I will stand for God. I will stand for truth and holiness no matter what, no matter who come, no matter who go. You got to get filled with the Holy Ghost, people of God. Get some tenacity and some firepower in your life. Hallelujah. Quit trying to compromise the word of God. Quit trying to fit in with this group of people at the building you call church. Quit trying to kiss up to the pastor and his wife. Forget that. You better kiss up and love up on Jesus Christ and get filled with the Holy Ghost, bless God, and be led by the Spirit of God. I hope that something that I said today bless you all. I pray that this word will seek deep within your spirit. And I pray that you won't allow persecution to make you compromise the word of God. Because if you allow persecution to compromise the word of God, bless God, then guess what? That means you are a people pleaser and God will destroy you. So make your choice today. He said, if you love mother, brother, sister more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. So you better not idolize your children. You better not idolize your family. Thank God for them. I love them. But I don't put them before. I put Christ. I pray something I said bless you. Get suited up. Put on the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Put it on. Put it in you. Get him in you. Get filled to the brim with the Spirit of God, saturated in the power of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the enemy. I pray that God, something I said, bless you. If anybody online, I just have a few more minutes. If anybody online have a question or a comment, now will be your time. Okay. I see we don't have a question or comment. I do thank you all for calling in and listening to the word of God. I pray that it bless you today. Share the broadcast with someone else that they may receive the word of God, that we all can grow by the grace of God in power, in the anointing, and in the things of God. I pray that you all have a blessed and prosperous day. I speak blessings over each and every last one the people on air and also the ones that listen to this broadcast. I speak life and blessings of God into your life in the name of Jesus. The word of God says death and life lies within the power of the tongue. So I speak life into you. I speak life into your situation. I bind the hand of the enemy right now that's trying to come against you, that's trying to keep you and make you compromise the word of God. I bind that compromised spirit right now. Loose your whole Satan in the name of Jesus. I bind every depression spirit, hallelujah, every suicide spirit right now. I bind you and I loose you right now off of the people of God. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is against you. I bind every principality and every demon that's been assigned to every person on this video, on this broadcast, that's been assigned to your life. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Loose your hold in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for each and every person that listens to this broadcast, for them, for their spouses, for their children and their family. I pray that you would heal, deliver, and that you would make the captive free. I give you all praise today, Lord God, all glory and all honor in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Father God, in Jesus Christ. Amen. May you all have a blessed and prosperous rest of the afternoon. And God bless you, and I speak blessings, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost until my next broadcast. Have a blessed day.